Okay, recording in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Help from Future Self.
Hello, Archons. Welcome to Help from Future Self, the conversational Keyforge podcast by and for Keyforge friends. I'm Michael, and we're hosting the Philly Vault Tour.
I'm ready to start day one. I'm going to go downstairs, get some coffee and some breakfast, and wander on over to the people I already hear at the ballroom because my hotel room is so close. And I'm super excited, but I'm trying to keep my nerves down. I really just want to be level-headed for the first game. I don't want to do another KFC where I lose the first game and have to play into midnight 8 games later to make it to day two. So we'll see what happens. Wish me luck, and let's do this. Hello, everyone. I'm here in line for Alliance with Josh, the newest member of Ghost Galaxy. Hi, Josh. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi. I'm, new on the team with Ghost Galaxy and a little bit new to Keyforge, but I love it so far.
I've heard great things. Michael's talked about all the things you've done. What are you doing for Ghost Galaxy?
So I am going to start taking over some of the duties for organized play, and hopefully we're going to get that up and running over the next year for some really fun events.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. So many people are going to be so happy to hear that. That's great. Well, I hope to see you around, and hopefully we get to chat more soon.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be great.
All right, we're prepping for the game today, and we're waiting for them to start. But while we're waiting, I'm sitting here with Sith, and he's going to tell you how things are going. Hey, Sith, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, Sydney. Yesterday went really great. We did have a small delay, but after they got product in, we actually got to play with some new decks, and I really enjoyed that. I ended up going 2-1, but it was still a lot of fun, and I'm really excited for today. So
what are you doing today? You playing Archon or Alliance?
I'm going to be playing Archon. I kind of wish I would have had something prepared to play in Alliance because of the small field, but I'm sticking with Archon.
Well, good for you. You just got to make it to the top. You can do it.
Yep, I'm excited.
Fantastic. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
I don't think that I've officially thanked Red Train for letting me borrow the Logos pod that I have. So I did end up friending Red on the Master Vault. And I think he had to friend me so that I could pick it for my Alliance inside the Master Vault. So thank you, Red Train, so much for letting me use this Logos pod. So Ghost Galaxy created a whole new challenge for themselves. They built it from scratch. It's called Playstyle, and you replace the Y in style with an I and then .com, and it's their whole new bracket systems. The dashboard is pretty fantastic, and I really think that it's going to be a great addition to today, and I'm super excited to start. It's going to happen soon.
Playstyle.com. It's PlayStyle.com. And again, you can come over to the tournament registration table if you are not able to do this, and we will help you out. But PlayStyle.com. When you get to that page, you're going to go to the menu in the upper right-hand corner and click that and hit go to account. You will then sign in with your Keybringer account. This is your Master Vault account, so you are not creating a new account. After you do this, the page will be blank. It'll just say dashboard with nothing there. During the tournament, when we publish your round matches, we will then tell you to refresh this page. On that page, you will then find your opponent and the table number, and you will also be able to report your score directly from there to us at the tournament HQ. This is how we will be notifying the tournament going forward, and this is what we'll be utilizing for future Vault Tours as well as also for the future what you will be utilizing at your local events. So please utilize this for this tournament. If you are having issues getting onto the website, please come over to Tournament HQ and we will help you out. But once again, it is PlayStyle.com. PlayStyle.com. Again, we are going to be starting here in about now 12 minutes. So please start to get ready and we will get things going here shortly. Thank you.
So everything is started, and you just heard Jeremy's intro, so I am sitting here with Jay Power, and I am going to ask him for the random number that is going to determine who wins the display of woe for our giveaway. So hey, Jay, how are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. So what is your random number between 1 and 51?
It's going to be 47.
Oh my gosh, fantastic. Jan from Finland. And that is who won our display. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Congratulations.
I think I left you guys off with Jeremy introducing Playstyle, and I'm sorry I haven't gotten any sound bites between then and now, but it's been absolutely crazy, and my phone died at one point, and I just decided to enjoy the night. But I don't know if you could tell by my voice, I haven't stopped talking, so I'll try and make this quick so I don't bore you with a monologue. But the day started for me with a bracket of 19 in Alliance, so what that means is to get to a beautiful bracket of 16, six people needed to play so that three could be sent down to the loser's bracket, and then three could join the other 13. So I was in the first six people to play, and I did lose, but hindsight is 20/20. I lost against someone who went undefeated today. So it made me feel better to learn that in the end. But the game was actually quite exciting. They played later on stream, and so if you were able to catch that, it was the Whirlpool with the Antiquities Dealer and Pincerator deck with the Cleric, who is Cleric token. It was Woe deck. There, when you play the Cleric, the capture one, the Whirlpool at the end of the turn sends the Cleric to the other side and steals a creature from your opponent because you switch the creatures on your right flank. And then the Pincerator does one damage to each flank creature at the end of your turn, at the end of every turn. So the way that that worked was, no matter what, he was stealing an amber because he captured it, sent the Cleric over, and killed the Cleric. But it also had a couple of layers to it because it was also stealing my creatures. The creature on my left flank went to him. And then the cards that he was turning into Clerics weren't actually being wasted, I guess, or like, yes, they were being tokenized, but they were immediately put into the discard pile. So that worked out really well for him to cycle his deck and get back those cards so he could play them. And I think there were two fantastic things about that deck. One of them was my downfall. And the first fantastic thing was the amount of capture in Sanctum. It was absolutely ridiculous. So if additional capture could have been made to put on the Cleric that he sent over and killed with the Pincerator, that was absolutely fantastic. But the thing that really was my downfall was the card Catch and Release, where it's an unfathomable card where you play it, everybody's creatures goes back to their hands, and then you discard down to six. So for him, that was a little bit anti-synergistic because he had a lot of capture, but if he was able to pull it off on his side, I had to pull all my creatures back to my hand, and then he did it to me twice. The first time, well, both times, I had over 10 cards, and I lost Martian Generosity in the discarding both times. And the first time I ended with a 2-2-2 hand, and the second time I ended with a 3-2-1 hand. So not only was it absolutely a tempo killer twice, but it also made it so that I had a really bad turn next turn. So it was a fantastic card to use against me, and it worked incredibly well. And I think the cherry on top to my loss was that the one time I did get to use Martian Generosity, I did cycle through my deck three times. So I had it in my hand a third time. I didn't pull my key abduction, so did not get a key from it. It was a fantastic game to watch. I really appreciated seeing Woe shine, and I'm really excited for him tomorrow in top eight. But that was a long monologue. I'll try and make the rest of these quicker. So, after losing that game, I then played Dave Cordero, and he had a Woe deck that he had put together right before he started playing. And as awesome as that was, he didn't quite know it the best. And, he was also on stream with his deck and, made a couple mistakes and, was, able to play it correctly against me. But unfortunately, it meant it wasn't as OP as he thought it was. So I was able to pull out the win against him. And, then the highlight of my games for me was I did play against Jared on stream, and it was an absolutely incredible game. His deck is insane, but I was able to, my deck went off. My Martian Generosity drew me all the cards I needed to key abduction, and then I got a Chota in there, and it was an absolutely beautiful turn on my side that unfortunately, like, he picked the wrong tools to prevent me from using with Purging and Eaton's Jar. So it was a hard choice for him because I have so many redundancies in my deck, but it was a fantastic, wonderful game, and I was absolutely amazing to see his side of the board go off. He had the Star Alliance, and the Logos was just insane. Like, and then the Dis, it was ridiculous. So really, really enjoyed that game. It was fantastic to have it on stream. I did have to play one more to get into the top eight, and I lost the next one. And it was a
Bit of a grueling-ish game because I was on my heels the whole time, but I did make a, technically, yes, it was a mistake, but at the time I thought the rules went a different way. So in my head, I was doing something that was possible, and then we called the judge over, wasn't possible. So it did basically lose me the game. But so my opponent had Eaton's jarred my Martian Generosity, and I played Martian Generosity under Jar Goggle, and I thought that playing Shark, Neutron Shark, where I destroy his Eaton's Jar and destroy my Jar Goggle, would let me play the Martian Generosity under Jar Goggle, because then the Eaton's Jar wouldn't be in play anymore. And had I known that the ruling was going to go against me, because the Jar Goggle play effect interrupts the destroyed effect of the Eaton's Jar, it's technically still in the ether in the game being played, that it prevented Martian Generosity from being played. Had I known that, I absolutely wouldn't have done it. I did not have the option of picking another creature first. I didn't have another creature to pick first. I just would have put a different card under Jar Goggle. But as it stands, what happened was I had to discard the Martian Generosity and Jar Goggle because I had killed it. And the shark I ended up killing because I killed one more thing on his side and then killed the shark. So it was a bit of a disappointing situation, but it was totally my fault. Like, as many reps as I have gotten in with this deck, that specific situation hasn't happened. So I didn't know, it didn't go the way that I thought it was going to go. So that is life. And what that did do for me, though, is it let me stream with TTR, because I mean, no matter what, that was going to be my last game. But it felt better going into something immediately and doing something more Keyforge and not having to think about it. So I streamed with Justin, and it was just so much fun. Like the I didn't realize how much I would love commentating, but also like chatting like a commentator, reading the comments and replying to them, and like streaming was so much fun. And I can see why the TTR guys do it. It's just so rewarding, and it really brings so much to this community. Like I can't compliment them enough. Like the fact that all of the games that they've been streaming have been available for people to watch, and like the legitimacy that it gives our game that they were there. And I can't say enough amazing things about them as people too, because I got to chat with them during the dinner break once we stopped streaming, and all the effort they're putting into this, and their love for the game of Keyforge, and how well they do the streams, and they're set up, you guys. It's totally legit. But after that, after I ended up streaming, I hung out with Zach from, well, some of you know him from Call of Discovery, but Zach from KPR, and Dan from Archon's Corner. We just ended up hanging out and chatting, and it was fantastic ending the night in such a jovial manner and enjoying people's company. And the room did empty out a bit because it got pretty late. That's where some complaints came in about the buys and waiting to have to play. And if you extrapolate the alliance bracket I mentioned earlier, with only 19 people and me having to wait to play in my first round after I lost because I entered the loser's bracket with an odd number. But then the silent aspect of that is that the six of us that played in the first round, that means that the 13 people were waiting for us to play so that three people could be determined who was in their bracket. So it was a bit of a feels bad for some people. And unfortunately, I've been there. So that happened to me at KFC. That is why I ended up playing till midnight after losing my first game in the sealed bracket at KFC. I had to wait to get to the loser's bracket. And then I had to wait for people to enter the loser's bracket to play them and beat them and then move on to the next game. And I know what that's like. So unfortunately, I hoped they were going to fix that after KFC, and instead they integrated that into a software that they specifically built, Playstyle, that we introduced earlier. So maybe they take more feedback from this event and turn that into a better play experience for everyone involved. But all that aside, it was a fantastic day of Keyforge, and I cannot thank this community enough for being so amazing. And I loved
being here, spending time with everyone. And yes, I'm a little bit disappointed. I did want to make top eight, but this has inspired me to make more decks. Like the fact that so many WoW Alliance made top eight makes me so excited to rip open out my deck, start playing them, and put together different new combinations of cards. So I don't know if you guys can tell, my voice is going even worse and I could probably use some sleep. So I'm going to hit the hay. Thank you all for listening and I'll be back again with you tomorrow. Good morning, everyone. So my voice has improved a little bit, but I still do think that I'm going to try and spend the day getting sound bites for you guys and chatting with as many people here as possible, getting them on the podcast. But until then, I'm just excited to watch the top eight, and hopefully I'm going to stream with TTR. So I'm super excited for the day, and here we go. So we have some downtime here, and I thought I would give a highlight and downside like I did on, I think it was day one, and I did miss out on doing this yesterday. But so I think one of the highlights for me so far has been seeing how much WoW is dominating and how many WoW have made it to the top eight, and the fact that most people here have been getting really good at WoW over the course of the weekend, and a lot of people are already looking for good WoW combinations. Like, tokens are really shining, and I think that's so exciting for the future of the game. And I'm going to throw a quick downside in there, and I don't know if this was intended or not, since the issues they had before with the sealed product getting here late, but there is no prize wall here, so we're not spending our amber shards on anything, and there's nothing for us to go home with based on our own choices of what to pick or our own aesthetics. So hopefully, like, I just want to give them more of my money, or in this case, amber shards, and go home with more products and merch. So hopefully that changes for the future. But I'm super excited to get the day started, and let's see what happens. Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to have here today my first opponent from yesterday, who went undefeated in Alliance with a WoW deck. I'll let him introduce himself.
Hey, everybody. I'm Bruce, a.k.a. Moose Man Dude on all the Discords. I drove up here from Newport News, and I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy to have you here in front of me. So I first want to talk a little bit about the game you whooped me in, because I was so excited to see everything that you had there. So I think I've already mentioned multiple times that you had the Pincerator deck with the Cleric and the Whirlpool. And on top of that, you had all this amazing capture, and you had everything else. So I'll let you talk a little bit about, like, how your deck works, or also, like, what your favorite parts of yesterday were.
Right, so the best parts of the deck are the Whirlpool to pass Cleric tokens around and then kill them with the Pincerator. That's the idea of the deck. And I remember, especially from the first match, I was scared of Jenka coming into the tournament. I was really lucky to hit two clutch catch and releases, which is a very key control card in the deck, to discard or to punish the Jenka after the first one, to discard a bunch of cards. They discard it intentionally with a catch and release in the second one. So that card's been really useful all tournament. The second round, I played against a triple Tribune Popotus deck, so clerics were just massive, and it was crazy. And then the third round of the stream game was a super awesome, super close game it's worth the watch.
I was talking with the TTR guys, and most people said that that was their most favorite game to watch. And not only was it, like, the most exciting thing, but they're looking forward to watching more games of yours today. How do you think about that?
I'm glad I could show the fun that Alliance can bring. To show that you don't have to fear the quadruple control the weak deck. I wanted to bring something that was quirky and fun and powerful in a unique way. I think I managed to pull that off.
You certainly did, and congratulations for making it this far. I wish you the best of luck, and I cannot wait to watch and hopefully even commentate more of your games.
Thank you very much. This was super fun.
Oh gosh, I did it again. I got so caught up in the day that I didn't catch many sound bites. I think the last thing that you heard was Bruce chatting about his game and how things were going for him. But, at this point, we are way at the end of the day. So I think I'm just going to give another recap. By now, most people have probably heard the winners, and the congratulations have gone out to the ultimate winners of both the Alliance and the Archon games. But it was a lot of fun being able to just chat with everyone while we were watching. There was so much going on that it really didn't feel like a last day, you know? Like, they had all of these side events happening, and TTR was streaming the whole time. I expected to be on call for them, but they were just having a blast. They were in the zone, and it was absolutely fantastic. And it was really cool with the judges just sitting up near the players at the end and watching every move. Like, it was pretty exciting.
exciting. And the finals were actually best of three, no time limit. So there's not even a chance of going to time, and that changes the dynamic. I don't think a deck that could take advantage of that would make it all the way to the end, but that is a really interesting choice on their part, just letting the deck shine and the best player and the best deck wins. My flight out tonight was canceled, so it's going to be a fun night. But I guess today we went over to, I forgot the name of the pub, but we ended up having lunch with some of the Archon's Corner crew and had a chat with I think it's Southerly Elf, and he's the newest member there, and he was a lot of fun to chat with, and just had a great time in Philly, and I had my Philly cheesesteak. I knew coming in this weekend that I was going to have one of those, so it was really fun being able to get one while still here. And so then we went back to the hotel, and we forged some keys with Michael from Ghost Galaxy, and the rest of the crew was there too, so we chatted with them for a while. So today was just a chill day after all. I feel like after all the excitement of this weekend that it was really nice to be able to come down from this with just the memories of a fantastic experience. So I'm back at the hotel. I'm going to have a really, really early flight tomorrow, but I wanted to give kind of a small little recap of my extra bonus day today because my flight was canceled yesterday. I actually got to play a lot of board games today. So I hung out with Z and Draskar, and Draskar has an amazing board game collection, and both of them are incredibly into board games. So we played both Race for the Galaxy, which Draskar is amazing at, and Clank, but I've played Clank Legacy before and really loved it, but it was really cool to hang out with these guys and learn how into board games they were, and just it was a lot of fun being able to get into some other things in addition to Keyforge this weekend. So I had an absolutely great day, and I wanted to thank them for keeping me busy while I had a day to kill before I actually got to go home. It's 4:30 in the morning, and I'm in line at TSA pre-check to get into my flight to go home, and I'm super excited to put my head on my pillow this morning for another couple hours before I get up for the workday. But I really had an amazing weekend, and this was a fantastic, wonderful experience, and I cannot wait to do it a couple more this year, actually. So hopefully I will see all of you at a Vault Tour sometime soon. I know the exhaustion level is high and the excitement is a lot lower than it was earlier in the weekend, but we cannot end an episode of Help from Future Self without the titular segment,
Help from Future Self.
And I know that next time I do this, probably the next Vault Tour I'm at, I am absolutely going to record some segments in the beginning of the weekend where my excitement level is high and everything is fantastic and amazing and new, and I have more time to put at the end of the episode so that I don't end on such a low level of energy. I mean, I am absolutely loving how I felt about this weekend. It was so amazing, and I can only say great things, but I do not have the energy level to express it the way that I did earlier in the weekend. So I hope all of you that I met this weekend that are listening to this know how wonderful it was to hang out with you and play Keyforge with you, and I hope to do that with so many more of you in the future.